Blog Talk Radio. need a little more out of you. Don't take for granted that our love life is bound, because you could be standing on some very shaky ground. Make sure you always know what's going on. Don't let your homework be undone. You have to think of more than just yourself. And if that's too much to ask, I'll find me somebody else.
The one and only true Lord, and Amen we trust, and Amen we thank, Amen we continue forward forever. Good evening, I'm your host, intellectual Nubian Menkari. This is American Republic Radio, and tonight we're going to be discussing how the beast made the world think that the slaves were black instead of bronze. Before I start, can everybody hear me? Can everybody hear me? Because this is a very significant broadcast. I wanted to do this because, as everybody knows, that this night is reserved for American Republic Radio. And in American Republic Radio, it is important that we know who we are as a people, who we have come to be as a people, and what our true status is as a people going forward in the name of Amen, as the bright copper-colored races. Okay, like I said, when we accepted blackness, we virtually erased ourselves from the landscape of America, whether you know it or not, by the beast getting us to call ourselves black people. This is how we start to erase ourselves from the landscape of America. We erased our own ethnicity, and we were conned into doing it, you see, by accepting Negro. That they forced on us, of course, African-American. Why would people go so hard to force the title on us again? It was proven that these titles were forced on us. You see, black, Negro, African-American. Well, Negro was forced on us, and then eventually they tried to finesse African-American through people like James Brown in the fake Black Power movement, and the Pan-African Black Power movement. That's how they tried to enforce blackness on this, but that even go back to starting with Marcus Garvey. You see, that goes back to starting with Marcus Garvey. You see, the whole black African American thing, and that was virtually erasing us as a people. Because again, where in American culture do you hear anything about black people? Where's anything about black people at? Okay, tell me where anything about black people at. Everybody can share this cast. Everybody share this cast on your wall from American Republic Radio. Everybody share this cast and, you know, share it different places and whatnot. Share it everywhere. You know, this is not a cast that we're putting on the sideline. Why everybody's sharing this cast? Okay? But where was the whole African-American thing? And where was the black people at? Where were the black people at? There were none. There are none. Black and African-American doesn't round up to anything. It doesn't amount to anything. You see? It doesn't amount to anything. It doesn't mean anything. Okay? Understand that. It doesn't amount to anything, doesn't add up to anything. And that's done purposely. That's done purposely to make us think that, you know, we are a parcel with a whole nother collective or a whole identity of people. By this time, everybody should be dumping off the black thing. Everybody should be getting rid of this. Again, the intelligent ones of our people and the sound of my voice, you should all be getting rid of this whole black thing because you really don't understand what it means to be black in America. You ever heard that term, what does it mean to be black in America? And didn't you hear so-called black people, so-called African-Americans tell you how bad it is to be black in America? They say, oh, we got our history and our heritage and everything taken away from us. But here's the thing. You gave away your history. You gave away your heritage. You gave away your culture as Mesoamericans, as the copper-colored races, once you accepted that you were black. Once that you accepted you were black, once you accepted that, oh, see, well, we was here and we was just picking cotton and we just came over on African slave ships and that was that, you gave up your identity. I'm going to say it again. We gave up our true identity as the copper-colored races here in the Americas, the ethnic Americans from our Mesoamerican ancestry. We gave that up once we accepted blackness. And see, it's key and it is important to get that in the minds of our people. It is key to get this into the mindset of our people and to the mentality of our people because, you see, again, people are sitting here lying to us. People are sitting here lying to us. People are sitting here telling us that we are black people. We are black, and therefore we are nothing. We are black, so therefore, you see, again, people think that this is just a term. Oh, brother, why are you making so much out of black? You really don't understand what it denotes. It denotes nothing. If I put something black in front of you right now and I say, what does this mean? You're going to say, I don't know what it means. It doesn't mean anything. Now, put copper in front of you. Put bronze in front of you. You're going to come with different arrays of, you know, thought concerning that. Why? Because it comes in different shades and tones. And when something comes, if I can describe bronze or copper in many different phrases of shades and tones, and I can say, you know what, this is bronze, this is copper, this is, I can liken it unto things of power. I can liken copper, colored wire, and precious metal unto things of power. See, this is what is denoted when I hear the color, when I hear the word copper. You see, as a conductor, when you hear the word copper, you think conductor, you think precious metal. You see, this is what you think naturally, right or wrong. Is this what you think when you hear the word copper? What comes to mind when y'all, I want y'all to tell me in the inbox and think, what comes to mind when you hear the word copper or bronze? What comes to mind? What comes to mind? And then the funny thing, remember in the description of the so-called Christ character, which is really not the Christ character, it's really the person that's spoken of in the book of Revelations is the Son of Man who comes today in this day and time. It's not referring to no Christ character. Christ is another way of just saying messenger or savior, right? But the person described in the book of Revelation that would come to raise the elect is called what? A copper color. We say when they describe the Christ figure, they say his feet is as if it is fine brass, though it as it's burned in the furnace. Brass. Notice again, brass, copper, all dealing with precious metals, right? The color of this so-called Christ's feet or this Messiah's feet in the Revelation is brass, correct? Right? So it was burned in the furnace. Isn't that the quote, if anybody can find that quote? Right? As though it is burned in the furnace. The point is that even in the Revelation, in the description of this Messiah or this Christ figure that is coming to raise the elect, he is referred to as his skin is like brass, as though it was burned in the furnace. So what they're saying is dark bronze, dark copper skinned people. Again, why is that term used? Why is it not, oh, this person is brown skinned, this person is black or bronze? They say copper, or they say brass, as though it was burned in the furnace. Is that not the quote in the Revelation? Brass, copper, bronze, it's all the same thing. It's all the same thing. Those are all fine and precious metals, again, which denotes what? Communication. It denotes communication. A precious metal or a conductor or a conduit that picks up communication, transmission. So when they were referencing us as the copper-colored people, bronze people, brass people, the people who have skin as though it's burned in brass, they're saying that's a dark-skinned, copper-colored person. You see, that's a dark skin. When they talk about the feet of Christ, that's a dark skin, copper-colored person. They didn't say black. They didn't say brown. You see, no colors, precious metal. Reference to metal. Why is metal being made in reference to a people, a certain people? Because they represent a supreme conduit or conductor to that highest state of being, which is Amun. We are the highest forms, the highest receivers on the planet as the copper-colored races. You see, that represents supreme communication, which equals supreme intelligence. Because if you are able to receive high transmission, high communication, and give to the people, that makes you a high receiver, a high communicator. Excuse me. That's what that makes you. That's why the analogy of and the comparison of our people to precious metal or a form of metal or material, precious metal that is used in the conduction of electricity and the conduction of reception and communication, because in all of these radios and these communicators and things like that, they have precious metal. They have copper wiring, right? They got copper receivers and things like that, mechanisms inside these receivers, so that what? They come in clear, because precious metal is like a magnet. Precious metal is like a magnet for reception. It pulls in reception. Y'all follow what I'm saying? So therefore, when we were made a reference point to that, when we were doing that, that was meant to be a pulling in of reception and power, communication, ultimate communication. That's what that was meant to do. You see, that we were highly advanced thinkers and receivers, because, again, once you hear, see, they describe the Mexicans as brown, the Caucasians as white, the Asians as yellow. Now, here it is. They didn't want to describe it as to what we really were, so they just said black. That should tell you something right there. Black is not even a color. They couldn't even really give us a color. Black is not a color. It's a state of existence. It's a mood or a state of existence. Black is really not a color. They didn't even bother to give us a color. They gave the Caucasian, even though that's not even a color, white is not really a color neither. But upon hearing white, you think clear, you think nothing, blank, which is a accurate description of these Caucasians, blank people. That's an accurate description of them. Blank people, a bunch of sponges, a bunch of people who suck up perception in the air and try to attribute it to themselves to give them some sort of connection to something, but they're basically described as blank people. They want to say white represents purity and this, that, and the third, but in all actuality, Caucasians are not white. And in Spanish, they refer to them as blanco, blanc, Blanco, blank people. That's what they're referred to as. Caucasians, they call them Blanco, blank, and they call us Negro, black. Blanco, blank, means nothing. Just like black means nothing. Now, why would they call us, or why would they connect states of nothingness, black and white, to us? Why would they connect that to people? Answer, because you can fill in the blanks on nothing. You can make nothing whatever it is you want to make it. You follow what I'm saying? You know, because when Caucasians came here, they basically tried to forget about their ethnicity. They tried to forget about where they came from when they came into America. You follow? They basically wanted a blank or a clean slate as white people. They basically tried to come here and forget, even though they, you know, they celebrate their little Irish and Italian and stuff like that. But for the most part, they come here and they just trying to be American. You see, they come here, they're trying to be American. They're trying to be, in other words, they're trying to be a white Americans, which is something that would be considered new, because there was no such thing as white Americans. So they tried to create a whole new a dynamic with this whole white American thing. There's no such thing as white Americans, because white people, Caucasians, are not native to Americans. So they just tried to create a whole narrative from a blank people. They said, well, we're going to forget about our Italian. We'll put the Italian American, Irish American, Asian, German American, French American, but we American. They're going to put that on the end of it. You see? And what did they do to us? They basically erased us. They erased us. They erased us as black people, because even the whole African-American thing did not come into, what, the 80s? So they made sure, for the most part, that they erased us as and made us black people, right? Made us black people, basically blanked us out, took us from copper-colored people, took us from those copper-colored races who are the original Americans. The first America, the real Americans, the ethnic Americans, took us from that to black. Why? Because they wanted to move us aside for Caucasians, these white people, to come in, that they were going to make the new Americans. That's as simple as that. If you want to know why we were made black, we had to be made black so that they could become white Americans. You see? We had to be made black so that the white people can take our place and be white Americans, so that they could be made the face of America. Simple as that. While basically using us as the technology, using us as the workhorses to build this economy up through slave labor. So they had to push us in the background so they could stand in front of us. You follow what I'm saying? That's what blackness is. That's why they made us black. To take our heritage, to make you think that there's this false narrative about a bunch of people who was black-skinned people and they just came into America on slave ships and all this BS. BS. They had to move us to the side so that they can become these new white Americans that got installed in here from Europe. Like the same way I told you, it's the same way. They don't never do anything different. It's all gentrification. It's all we like this land. The hell with you niggas that's here. That we just going to push you to the side, then we're going to push you out, and then we're just going to take over. It's what they doing today. It's the same thing. It's the same thing, but they got you to go along with your destruction. They got you to go along with erasing yourself once they got you to accept that you were black people. And what has come out of that whole black mentality? Nothing but pure degeneracy. Nothing but pure degeneracy has come out of the black race. Since we've accepted that we were black, nothing but pure degeneracy, nothing but dark versions of white people in their low-level mentality, Caucasians in their low-level mentality. That's what you black people have become, dark versions of white people, emotional, ignorant, simple-minded, right? Submissive, Caucasians and everybody else. This is what you have become as black people, people in darkness, people with no heritage, people with no history. It's easy for them to say, oh, you niggas didn't contribute, you black people didn't contribute nothing to American history. It's easy for them to say that. It's easy for them to say that because once you say black people, people already associate blackness with nothing. They associate with blackness with nothing. But once you say the copper-colored people, copper-colored race, uh-oh, watch out. Watch out. But yet you still got a contingency of people holding on to blackness. You still got a contingency of people holding on to nothingness. See, that was done purposely. It was something so much, it was so much more than just rooting us out and just doing what they did. It was more than that. It was much more than just weeding us out, rooting us out, and just having, you know, just, oh, we just black and white. Black was in the life of them. In other words, we're going to move you copper-colored people into black status. We're going to move you copper-colored races into black status, and we're going to move these Europeans into white status, okay? Because before America, there was no white people. There was no such thing as white people. White and black are a concept of America. It's an American concept, or it's a Caucasian-American so-called concept here. That was a concept that was created here in America. That was their way of pushing us out and making way for them to come in. Pushing us out and making way for us to come in. Establishing their counterfeit kingdom here in America called the United States. That was the way they pushed us out. That was the way to push us out. And it's been working. It's been working. Some of our people tried to hold on, but for the most part, you Negroes ain't trying to hold on. Y'all just, a lot of y'all just ready to go on out, because the best way to get people to fade to black is to get them to embrace the move toward blackness. Get them to embrace the move toward blackness, toward darkness, toward utter disappearance of a culture. Get them to embrace it. How do you get them to embrace it? Well, just tell them they black. Just tell them they black. And along with that, you're going to have to follow the black narrative. Oh, y'all came here picking cotton. Oh, you came here from Africa on slave ships or packed in like sardines to pick cotton. See, once they get you to accept that you black, then you accept whatever they say about black people. Because you don't know nothing about black people. The Caucasians, they created what black is. Tell you what being black is. They get to tell you what the black experience is. They get to tell you and dictate to you what blackness is. You don't get to dictate a goddamn thing. You see, they got to get you to accept being black, so therefore you can accept whatever they tell you about what black people are. You see, that's how that works. They got to get you to accept your own demise. They got to get you to accept your own erasing of your culture and your ethnicity. They got to get you to accept it. And you know what? For the most part, they done did it. With the help of these Boule Coon Sambos, you see, with the help of these Boule Coon Sambos who want to keep pushing Pan-Africanism. If you look at, and again, I got to go back to you, Umar Johnson. You know, how many of y'all seen Umar Johnson? He's like real super desperate now to push this Pan-African thing, ain't he? Ain't he real super desperate now? If you look at a lot, some of his videos, not that I even check, but his videos come around my news flash, he's super desperate to push this Pan-African thing. Like, it's almost like his life depends on another something. I'm looking at him like, oh, and then he tried to use the reverse psychology because, you know, of course, he studied psychology under the Beast. Like a lot of these, the Beast, like make a lot of you Negroes do who want to be Boule Coons. He makes you study so that you can basically put one over on your people. Yeah, okay, well, see, since y'all don't want to be black and y'all don't want to be African, it's okay if you hate your culture. It's okay if you hate yourself. You know, that bullshit. Trying to get you to shame you into accepting blackness, accepting nothingness. That's what that nigga and people like him try to do, raw and uncut. That's what they do. You got to see what it is how they really trying to push what they're trying to push to our people. You got to see the garbage they trying to push to our people, which is why we need to double down on our bronze, our copper colored. Identity. You see, we have to double down on our ethnic American identity, because when we make the claim of ethnic American, we making it through our colored races here in America, through our Mesoamerican ancestry. That's where we make the claim at. We're not sitting up here trying to argue about blackness, because we know that's a moot point. That's a moot point. There's no black people. You see. But like I said, I know I haven't talked it to death, but you got to get into the different nuances of why they pushed blackness to us in the first place, because it's deeper than this. It's so much deeper. You see, they basically, through blackness, got you to okay the erasing of your culture. Because, see, what did we really look for? What did we really look at once people sat up here and told us we were black? What were we really sitting up here trying to understand about ourselves? What were we really trying to sit up here and realize about ourselves? What were we really trying to understand, understand about that? Nothing. Nothing. We didn't search out. Notice, once people told us we was black, notice we didn't really try to search out nothing really more than that. We wasn't really trying to search nothing more than that. Once we accepted that we were black and people were telling us that we were black, we really didn't try to look for nothing more than that. We basically, for the most part, accepted blackness. Did we not? Oh, y'all came from Africa on slave ships. Nobody questioned that. Why am I the one that's openly questioning that right now? Why am I the only one openly questioning the slave ship story, blackness? Why am I really the only one questioning that? To this level. I'm the only one questioning it to this level. Why? Because, again, you got black people trying to figure out, because what do people do in darkness? What do people do in darkness? They try to figure out what's going on. That's why there's so much confusion within the quote-unquote, so-called black race. That's why. I was looking at this thing right now, Tariq Nasheed. I see his thing up here where he's talking about is the Chicago purge coming? In other words, are they purging black people out of Chicago? Yeah, they are. Black people are being purged. Yes. Black people are being purged from these areas, from these neighborhoods. So, and let me tell you why that's happening. Because whenever you have people who are willfully ignorant, a.k.a. black, don't want to embrace their real heritage, their real culture as the copper-colored races, everything else is going to come to an end. I told you, real things and people who people really are always comes to light. I don't care how much you try to fake it, try to front, try to act. We are upon the face of reality is upon us. And I always said, who really are always comes out. As an incident we had today with somebody in our community, but I ain't going to go into that. But people usually, who they really are usually comes out. You can only be fake but for so long. I don't care how fake you being, how long you being fake, it's going to eventually come out. You see? And who we are, in order for us to come forward as ethnic Americans, as the copper-colored races, as the bronze people, the black thing got to die, man. Black people got to go, man. Blackness has to go because through blackness we have been confused. Through blackness we have been ignorant. You see, that's why I say that's going to happen anyway. We're going to have no other choice but to come together as those copper-colored races because, as I said, all the black is being purged out. All the black, what's under the black? Gangbanging, homosexuality, lesbianism, all that's under black. All that's under black, and black is under attack. Black right now is under attack because black equals ignorance. And again, the almond are raising the intelligent up, so the black has to go. And when the bar is being raised, those who are not a part of the raising of the bar, they got to go. When the bar is being raised, the ones who are not a part of that bar being raised, they're going to go, man. So, of course, now these Negroes is feeling the heat now. And these cities where they're being gentrified, they're feeling the heat, man. The beach is basically reducing the numbers of the black race. They sit up here talking about purging in Chicago. But what are they talking about? A lot of these niggas in Chicago who are in the gang thing and all the killing and all the degeneracy there. So the beach is able, because these Negroes are not a community there. They don't know who they are. They don't got no knowledge of themselves, so therefore they act like savages, a lot of them out there. So it's easy for the beast to come in and add to the savagery, come and do black bag operations for black people, and basically wipe these Negroes out. Basically wipe these out, because that's how you get rid of a people when they don't know who they are. What's the best way to get rid of a people? Through ignorance. You start you can't erase the people who know their history, their heritage, and their culture. You can't erase those people. That's like trying to erase Asian people. You can't erase them. You can't erase Italians and French and Germans and Jews. You can't erase that. See, because they put their flag down here in America. They put their flag down all over the world because they know their heritage and culture, whether it's made up or not, but they stand on it. What do black people stand on? What do black people stand on? Tell me. What do black people stand on? Nothing. Nothing. So if you stand on nothing, it's easy to get rid of you. Easy to get rid of you. You can't erase a language and a culture and a history. And again, that's how you know the so-called Mongoloid Indians, they're not a real race of people. They're not ethnic Americans. They're not Native Americans. Because look how easy it is, how easy it was for the white man to erase them or put them on reservations. If they really had a hold over America like they claim they did, or that they was the natives and they've been here all this long, how the hell are you going to erase them people? How are you going to erase them people? You can't erase an ethnicity. You cannot erase a race of people. You can't erase an ethnicity of people. You see, you can't erase millions of people because they're going to keep having babies and having babies. So at this point, just imagine if so-called black people knew they were the bronze, copper-colored races and that we were the ethnic Americans and that we had our language and we was together as a race of people and things like that. You wouldn't see them doing this purge to our people. You wouldn't see no gentrification. Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me I'm wrong. Would you see them being able to come into our neighborhoods, into our ethnic American communities, and erase our people and gentrify our neighborhoods if we was all on code, we was all in alignment together as ethnic Americans, and we stand on our own collectively and do it for ourselves like how the Jews do? Could they erase us like that? Tell me. Could they erase us any place? Could they erase us together? Could they erase us? If we knew who we were, if we stood up as ethnic Americans, if we stood up for our American language and culture, they ain't erasing us, man. We ain't going nowhere. You see? They can only do that when it's a bunch of black people, of people who have okayed and signed off erasing, who have signed off on their erasure of culture, of heritage and things like that. When you have signed off on that, then they're like, okay, you black people? Okay. You Negroes, okay, black is nothing, Negro is nothing, so let me start the erasing process. So whenever you niggas try to make up something, some good music, whenever you come with some jazz, some R&B, some blues, or whatever that's supposed to be part of your ethnic American culture, we'll just call it American music because black people don't make anything. There's no such thing as black people. So, of course, as a black person, as a Negro, I'm not honored to show you any respect as a white person. I don't have to show you no respect because you let me take your culture. That's really what it is, people. And nobody has respect for black people in America and around the world. Nobody has respect for black people here in America because you let these goddamn devils take your culture, take your heritage. You let them take your ethnic American your ethnic American identity, your heritage, as the copper-colored races. You let them take your Mesoamerican ancestry away from you. You let them take that. You see? And then when somebody like myself, like a New Dominion Car Rage, is trying to restore that in our people, you see, and when they're trying to restore that in our people, when we get the pushback from the mentally dead Negroes, they're the first ones to, oh, man, why you don't want to be black, brother? Oh, why you don't want to be black? Why you don't want to be African, brother? You hate your African heritage? This is what they get these coons out here to do, these Sambos out here to do. The Pan-Africanists, I told you, are Sambos. The Pan-Africans are a bunch of coons and Sambos. These are the real coons and Sambos, just like the niggas in the hood. That's why I say I don't care about the purging of the black race. I don't give a shit about the purge of the black race. Because hopefully what's going to be left is the intelligent people who have watched these people get pushed out, pushed away, destroyed. Hey, let the intelligent sometimes, like I said, whenever you want to make an omelet, some eggs got to be broken. Because as I said before, black people are adverse to the evolution of the bronze race. Black people are adverse to the evolution of the bronze race, the copper-colored races. They are adverse to it. Tell me I'm wrong. They adverse to it. They don't want to see our people coming up. They don't want to see our people have knowledge. You had niggas like Umar, they get mad when we talk about we Americans. He act like we just said something disgusting and nasty. Black people ain't native to America.
He act like we said something filthy and foul. Well, obviously, you ain't got no problem with America. You still here in America. Umar, if you love the motherland so much, why you ain't in one of those 54 countries in Africa? Why you ain't there? So obviously, you don't really like Africa like you say you do. You don't like it like you claim you do. You see? You got to know when people pulling the wool over your eyes. You got to know when we ain't got no friends amongst, again, it's only going to be a chosen group of people who are going to be about the evolution of our people. It's only going to be a chosen few. It's only going to be a chosen few that'll be about the evolution of our people, who we are as a people. It's only going to be a chosen few. Don't look for these Negroes to be about that. Don't look for them to be about that. Because these Negroes, they got all kinds of mental problems. Black people got all kinds of mental and emotional problems. Okay? Black people, and I'm going to trace it back to that tomorrow, because tomorrow on Mental Like Radio, I got a banger for you. I'm doing the future women of tomorrow, the future women of the next tomorrow. I got some choice things to say on that concerning the future women of tomorrow. Uplifting and very choice things, real things I'm going to say in the evolution of all women tomorrow at 10. That's going to be 10 on the dot. I apologize for being late, but like I said, these are real choice things that need to be heard, because if we're going to sit up here and make these bronze women again, if we're going to remake these bronze women in the image of Amun again, these iron women, these strong women, these copper-colored strong, because again, that precious metal, that strong precious metal is, you know, that represents indestructible men and women, people who are mentally indestructible and over time physically indestructible. But we need people who are strong mentally and physically and focused, you see. So check that out tomorrow. I want everybody on there for that. I know everybody's going to be there for the future women of tomorrow, because again, these current women, these black females of today, they too damn emotional, you see, just like these black males out here, too damn emotional. So how the hell you going to transfigure them into what they need to be as the copper colored men and women, the high frequency communicators? We can't have no emotional people amongst us, mentally unstable people who need to be goddamn coddled. That's what comes with being black. Mentally unstable people. You see, emotionally unstable people. That's what comes with blackness. And when I point that out, certain people get an attitude about that. But see, all that has to go into blackness. All that has to be sacrificed. You see? Because whenever you tell black people, yeah, we need to come together. Yeah, future women of tomorrow. Future women of tomorrow. You see, tomorrow, that's the cast. The iron women, you see, the copper women, the iron women. You know, I'm using the iron, the women of steel. I should call it the women of steel. Y'all like that? Y'all like that? Because what is steel? Steel is carbon and iron, which we taken in to create steel, the women of steel. The future women of steel, y'all like that? The future women of steel. You see? That's the type of woman we need with us. We don't need no emotional black females with us. We need our women to put our future, our children, our progeny, our families first, our community first, not like certain people that want to put themselves first and their fucking emotions, raw and uncut. I don't want to hear it. The future women of steel. I like that. The future women of steel. Right, we'll come up with something nice, because like I said, I'm gonna go in on that hard body. So, excuse my language. It's one of them nights. You know, hail Amun. But we, like I said, man, we ain't got time to play games with nobody, man. We ain't got time to play games with nobody. Black people got time to play games. Black women got time to play games. Yeah, the future women of steel. I'm gonna probably do that. You see, black people got time to play games. Black people, I'm going to tell you, black people want to worship the image of the beast. They want to worship the image of the beast. You see, they can't, again, the strong copper-colored women the women of steel. You see, the strong women, those wonder women. That's what we're trying to produce, man. That's what I want my daughters to be. Somebody was telling me, I'm hard on the women. I'm hard on the women because I want to make super women. I want to make super women to go along with super men. I don't want any weak-ass female, black females around me, because if we keep on with the blackness, that's weakness. Black equals weakness. Black equals weakness. Because there ain't nothing more weaker than having somebody sit up here and tell you, well, y'all black people, who the fuck are you to tell me what I am? That's the mentality you're supposed to have. Who are you to tell us who we are? Or tell us where we come from? But you notice niggas accept it. Who are you to sit up here and tell me how that I should listen to you about relationships, that I should listen to you about rules of engagement? Who the fuck are you? Some Johnny Come Lately caveman and cavewoman, because keep that in mind. Black people will always, always, always submit to white people. They will always be looking for white people to be the light. We don't need that. We don't need them to be no light for us. We got the illumination of Amun upon us, but you're going to still have some black people that want to come on and embrace white people. They want to raise up white people. That's what black people do for a week. Black people are weak. Tell me I'm wrong. Black people are weak as fuck. They emotional as fuck. Raw and uncut. You see? The beast unturned turned to copper-colored races into black people, into a people that's happy with bowing down and looking down on the ground, these fucking animals. Taking shit from these animals turned you into. Excuse my language, it's raw and uncut. You can't handle it, go to bed. Take the Geritol, put the babies to bed, go to bed, man. You can't handle the truth. See, because all of our problems, all of our problems as people, all of our neuroses, as they say, it's like all of our neuroses, all of our fears, all of our levels of immaturity can be linked back to blackness. In fact, I might do a cast, not tomorrow, but I'm going to do the Supreme Women of Steel or something like that, or the Future Women of Tomorrow. So whatever, it's going to be something good. But after that, I'm going to link all of our, I might do it tonight, link all of our mental shortcomings, just black mental shortcomings and emotional problems and immature, and the fact that we're not able to be a people together collectively, having staying power, what goes back to blackness. It all goes back to blackness. All of our mental neuroses and psychosis, as the psychiatrists say, all the problems we have comes from blackness. Because we are absorbing the degenerate energy of whiteness. That's what black does. Black absorbs anything that is white. So we absorbing the degeneracy of whiteness. That's why a lot of you Negroes want to be, you want to be black versions of Caucasian people. You want to be black versions of them. You want to act like them. You want to react like them. This is why you in the mindset you in. You see, all that could be connected back to blackness. Your boy Mr. Umar Johnson who talked about Africanness and our Africanness and Africanness, but then you defer to a bunch of fucking Caucasians who gave you a piece of paper, a bunch of cave beasts that gave you 6 degrees to tell you that you was a smart nigga. You should be standing up, as if you a so-called supreme African man, you shouldn't be wanting to sit up in no university under no damn cracker telling you about his philosophy and you accepting his philosophy and you rolling his philosophy off. So I've seen you sit up here on the Breakfast Club and sit up here and roll off the philosophy of the beast and whatnot and how to deal with them. You very versed in the philosophy of the beast like a damn black parrot. Like most of you educated coons are. You think you saying something because you repeating something some damn Caucasian said. See, that's what blackness gets you. And like I said, when certain people fall out of here, the very first thing they go do is embrace something Caucasian, something white. The first thing they go and do is embrace some white philosophy. The certain people that fall out of here, the first thing they do is embrace some white philosophy. Now, some say, well, what if they embrace black, something black? If you embrace something black, you embrace something white. all this black stuff is white from white people. All this black shit, all this African shit, all this Pan-African, all that's from white people. So if you embrace something spiritual, something black, it's all from white people. So you're just embracing whiteness through a black proxy. People, they have an emotional attachment to whiteness and wanting to be white. They have an emotional attachment for that. You see? They have that emotional attachment for whiteness. We as the bronze, copper-colored people, as the bronze men and bronze women, we ain't got no connection to that. We don't got no attachment to a white. See, and breaking that, that's about severing the connection between black and white. That's about severing the connection between black and white. That's what that's about. We trying to sever that connection because I told you all before, there can be no black without, there can be no white without black. They need black to live, but we don't need white to live. Right back.
Oh,
See, they made us think that we were just a bunch of useless darkies, a bunch of useless darkies, a bunch of useless blacks, Negroes, who was just brought over here and wasn't doing nothing. We was in Africa, and we was just brought over here to pick cotton. We was brought over here to pick cotton because we was like Ben Coonson said. Again, we was hanging out in Africa, swinging on trees and vines. And the white man came and took us out of Africa, and he civilized us. And he civilized us, and he had the nerve to say that. I'm always going you forever a hoe ass nigga, Dr. Ben Carson. You forever a hoe. You a hoe ass nigga. I'm using street language now. You forever a hoe ass nigga, Dr. Ben Carson, neurosurgeon nigga. You need a lobotomy yourself. I don't care how much money they gave you, what position they offered you to say some crazy shit like that about our people. Some lies, lies. You see, like I said, these black people are shameless. Niggas are shameless. Black people are shameless. They will sell out their own kind. They will sell out our heritage, our culture, because as black people, you were taught to think as individuals. See, part of the programming of black people is that you are trained to act as individuals. Don't worry about that black person getting hung. You know what I'm saying? Mind your business, nigga. All this else to be you. Okay. You see? And that's how black people operate. Black people, it wasn't black people that were enslaved. The black people they talking about they brought over here was the early Africans. The Africans who they brought over here, the quote-unquote black people. You see, they brought them over here, but the copper-colored people were already here in America. You see? They already had brought they tried to bring in the black Africans, but the copper-colored Americans were already here in America. You see, and when they could no longer bring over the black Africans, it didn't work. The experiment, the forced immigration didn't work. That's when they started. Oh well, we're gonna make the niggas here. You copper color, y'all black now. Y'all the dark, y'all just as dark as them, so we'll just make you, we'll just call you Africans, and we'll say that y'all was part of the African slave trade. Since we can't get them to build nothing for us, since we can't get them to, we got to whip them today or kill them to make them work. So what we're just going to do is we're just going to call you niggas that's already doing it here, the copper-colored people. You're going to be the Africans. You're going to be the Negroes. You're going to be the blacks, and we're going to just enslave you because we know y'all ain't got no guns. We know y'all don't stick together, so we're going to take advantage of that, and we're going to force you to work for us. We're going to force you to the slave. You see, that's why they were able to grow the South so strong like that, because, again, the economy of the United States is the South. The economy of the United States was the South, because the North is where things were imported to be shipped out. But if you ain't have the South, and places where you have farmland and things like that to grow crops and whatnot, because that's where your resources come from. If you didn't have that, then you didn't have no economy. The North is just where things were traded at, but the South is where things were harvested at. And we knew how to harvest cotton, harvest crops and things like that. But to have them tell it, we was just a bunch of black niggas over here from Africa picking cotton off the slave ships, to have them tell us that. You see, to have them tell us that lie. Not that we was these skilled copper-colored people here that knew how to do everything. Because, again, when you ain't got white people to rely on, you got to learn how to do everything. They make you think that, oh, we didn't know how to do shit till white people showed up. We didn't know how to do nothing. We was in Africa and we wasn't doing nothing, because that's always the narrative with black people. Black people have accepted that they ain't shit, they ain't nothing, unless until white people help them, until white people think about you, until white people approve you, until white people validate you, until white people give you legitimacy. That's how black people think. That's why we got to get the hell away from black people. You niggas got a permanent Coon Sambo mentality. Black people have a permanent, I don't care how black power they talk. I told you, didn't I just show you Umar? He talk all that black power, black pan-African talk, and he's a coon. He's a Sambo. You see? Dick Gregory said, he said, you know, I'm super black. Dick Gregory, you know, I'm super black. Black is black. But I want to come back and be a white man. You see? This is the mentality. This is what happens when you deal with black and white. Blacks will always have a subservient mindset. So if you don't mind having a subservient coon mindset, if you don't mind being an emotionally disturbed Negro who's under white degeneracy and willing to destroy your family, willing to mess up your family, willing to sell out your people because you want to embrace white degeneracy, a.k.a. emotional behavior, because that's all part of white degeneracy. Our people ain't supposed to be emotional at all. We ain't really supposed to be emotional people. The bronze, copper-colored people, we are people of a precious metal and metallic, what I want to say, that it's, I want to describe this. We are those people of endurance. We are those strong-willed people, you see. We are those people of endurance. That's why we were able to endure a lot, because we are those people of pure endurance. Pure power, as the copper-colored people. You see, we are those people of strong resolve because we are from the Amun. But what was left in place is a bunch of weak-ass black people. It's always the same. That's why I don't like watching no more black movies. And let me say something to y'all. Netflix, y'all should get rid of your Netflix. Every bronze copper-colored person should get rid of Netflix, because I don't know if y'all seen this Queen Latifah movie with Ludacris in there. I forget what it's called, but it is the most disgusting thing you ever want to see. All Netflix is doing is pushing subservient, simple-minded and submissive behavior to black people. You see, that's all they're pushing. So y'all should, I'm getting rid of my Netflix. You should give it, because all their movies are bullshit anyway. It ain't nothing but an agenda. They ain't pushing faggots and lesbians. They pushing race mixing, bronze women being bed wenches for white males. That's all they pushing. And they getting you to pay for this shit. Or Queen Latifah got that in this movie. She stand up here and she emasculated Ludacris, and they got ran off the road. And they was going, I'm not going to describe the whole movie. It's just too disgusting. But it's a scene in there with a nigga woman with some funky ass dreaded twist in her hair. It was basically placating to a bunch of white male cave beasts in the damn movie. No, thank you. No, thank you. They put this all in the agenda. And you see black people, Negroes, African Americans are willing to go with the agenda to erase and destroy themselves. You know, it's these same stupid-ass niggas who sitting up here talking about, yeah, Latinos did contribute 50% to hip-hop. They don't mind playing these parts. And Queen Latifah, I already knew you would do this. Back, I told you back in 1991 when you was at the tunnel, the club in New York, when you came out, like, I got white people in my family. You cooned out when Lakim Shabazz, and I was there that night. Me and my boy Ishmael, and we was all there, my brother, and you cooned out, Queen Latifah. I knew you was on this road to coondom, Queen Latifah. For playing that part, that's the black woman. That's the black female. She's subservient, just like the black male is to the beats of Caucasians. You see, I knew that was coming. These are the slaves right here. The slaves have been replaced. The slaves are, they had to make you black people in order to make you slaves. You see, that was the buck breaking right there to make you into black people. You want to talk about buck breaking? That was the buck breaking, turning us into black people. That was breaking us, to turn us from copper-colored people of resolve,
Yeah, Ludacris. Yeah, nigga, for being in that movie, you are Ludacris. You, that movie was Ludacris. You see? Get rid of your Netflix. I'm getting rid of mine. I don't want no Netflix. No bronze people should have no damn Netflix, because they about reinforcing that that black subservient behavior toward Caucasians and the acceptance of degeneracy. Black people accepting degeneracy, just like when you accepted that you was black people. Because then these niggas, you get these niggas to come out here and say for some money to say all kinds of degenerate shit about you as black people. That's why they helping you to erase your own kind. You see? They helping you to erase your own kind. And she a carpet munch anyway. Like I said, usually a lot of these black females, they usually, these people that embrace blackness, usually they got a lot of that in their closet. And you black males. You see? They are nothing but the bottom base of degeneracy. Again, when they got us, they stopped us from being, when they got us to separate from our copper-colored heritage as Americans, when they got us to separate from our ethnic American heritage and just go up under knuckles, just knuckle up under and be Negroes. Just knuckle up under and be Negroes. Just knuckle up under and be black people. And like I said, our people wanted to go along to get along. You see? They wanted to go along to get along. But we can't go along anymore. That's the problem. We can't. We don't. Like I said, as the black race is being, like Tariq Nasheed doing this cast night about Chicago being purged of blackness. Well, what was you niggas really doing in Chicago, for real? Y'all wasn't together. You wasn't together. You see, your neighborhoods are shit, and a lot of your neighborhoods where you Negroes live, your neighborhoods are shit. They got a whole bunch of gangs in there fucking up the neighborhood. What was you niggas really doing in Chicago? I'm not talking about the decent bronze men and bronze women. You're going to come out of this fine. The people that's going to embrace this message and come together as community and collective. But what are black people really doing that deserves to continue? Because I'm going to just be real with you. All that purging and gentrifying and whatnot, this is black people bring this on themselves, man. Black people have a self-destruct button. Black people have a self-destruct mode. You see, black people have a self, black people will destroy themselves, destroy their relationships, destroy their families. Black people will do that. All at the behest of the beast, because that's what black people do. That's what black people do. Black people will destroy themselves. You see? Black people, they, like I said, here you go, Umar Johnson, I got to come back to you again. You sit up here calling yourself King Kong, an ape. How you come off as a so-called intelligent scholar, but then you sit up here calling yourself an ape. You see, that's probably what his elite masters tell him, nigga, you're an ape now. Call yourself an ape. So you'll find some kind of way to call yourself an ape, a black ape. That's what you'll do. You got to realize when these people say certain things, you'll hear the submissive coon Sambo energy on it. And they try to pass it off as blackness and pro-blackness. You see? And that slave mentality is heavily, there. That's why I said it's not just slavery on the plantation. It's slavery on a global plantation. They done made black people slaves on a global plantation. You see? They've made you slaves on a global plantation because they've already got you to erase yourself ethnically from our homeland here in America, the supercontinent, which is really our continent. This is the continent of the bronze, copper-colored people, the ethnic Americans. This is the continent of the ethnic Americans. You see, they got you to erase yourself from the landscape of America. That's why, like I said, they saying these Latinos and black people. Again, keep listening to that. Black people, black people, black people. That's just like saying non-existent people, non-existent people, non-existent people. And they not catching on. Black equals non-existence. That's what that means. Non-existent, non-being, no being, no visibility, no nothing. No nothing. That's what you accept. But when you say copper colored and you say bronze, that's illumination. That's illumination. Colored people, that's illumination. Color is illumination. You see, they had to strip us of that. We thought it was bad, or they told us to think it was bad to be called colored. It's illumination. You see, how we go from colored to black? Ask yourself that question. How did we go from colored to black? How did we go from bright? Because we still had our brightness on us when they was calling us colored people. Then we go to Negro, and then to black. You see? All of this was to cover us up, to hide us, to take from us. That's all it was. That's all it is, and that's what it continues to be. We'll be right back.
Thank you. Thank you.
And we back. I'm hearing Tariq Nasheed up here. I was just watching his thing. And his thing called Tariq Nasheed is the Purge of Chicago coming. And he's up here, logic this and logic that, and hella logic and talking about logical this and logical that. And I'm like, okay, where'd that come from? Because I didn't hear all this logical talk before. It's funny. You know, people, all of a sudden, when I was the one talking about thinking and logic and rational thinking and logical thinking, nobody was talking that when I came out. When I came out the bag with this back in 2000 and 2012, when I started Mental Like Radio, and I was always on some logical and rational thinking above and beyond logic, on a higher extension of logic and rational thinking, nobody was talking about this. Mental Like set the bar high. Now I'm hearing Tariq Nasheed talking about logic this and logic that. Be logical, and we need to stop being emotional. Where'd that come from, Tariq? But yet you talking about logic, but you call yourself a black man. Your skin, and you talking about black-skinned people. That's not logical for us to call ourselves black. So what are you talking about? No disrespect to Tariq Nasheed. I like his stuff. But again, you jumping into something and you trying to find your place in something for longevity and you done made your money and whatnot, but you still part of the black problem as well. You part of the black problem as well. You see? You part of it as well. You still want to hold on to blackness. You call yourself FBA, Foundational Black American. There's no such thing as me black American. There's the copper-colored races that were here in America. Why don't you point to that, Tariq? Why don't you point to that? I mean, I ain't going to tell you do what you want to do. I could care less. But I'm just making an example of that. The black authority. All these guys, you mean to tell me, they supposed to be so smart, and he another nigga with the logic talk, logic this and logic that, but he talking about blackness. Why are they still embracing blackness? There's no black people here. You can't point to nothing about black people. There are the copper-colored people here, the copper-colored people here. Why are they not talking about that? They know about that. Why are they not talking about our ethnic American heritage? Why is Nubian Minkari talking about that? And I wasn't even talking about that in the beginning. I was just mental, even though this is all just on the three-dimensional level. Me talking about ethnic American heritage is mental, like, on the 3D level. Me talking about mentalians and mental, that's on the 4D level. So I had to tuck that away into the order of mentalite because a lot of people ain't ready for that. I got to put it away, so I let it out from time to time, 6 days a week, exactly. And like I said, 6 days a week. And on the seventh day, the Americanism. But why am I the only one talking about that? Again, a lot of these Negroes, they up under that. You see, they up under that. You contradicting yourself, Tariq. It ain't logical for us to call ourselves black people. Now, how can I sit up here and take anybody or take you seriously if you can't even get what we actually are? I don't care about the Moorish thing. It's not even about no titles and things. It's about what we actually are as copper-colored people, as spoken of in the Merriam-Webster Dictionary of who we are as the real Americans. Why am I the only one pointing to this? Why am I the only one pointing to our Mesoamerican ancestry? Why am I the only one saying we have no link to Africa? We're not Africans. Why am I the only one doing that? And a few other brothers, like I said, the guy, shout out to that brother, Kamal, the guy Kamal, and the other guy, Ab Immortal. Shout out to them. Make some more videos, brother. I always show your videos, Ab Immortal. Shout out to that brother. I had to give him an honorable mention. Because he makes some very informative videos, you see. And I'm just pointing out the facts. That's the facts. That's not, you know, this is not hidden, but you make me look at you cross-eyed when you're talking about logic, but then you still pushing blackness. You make me look at you side-eyed, like, why? If you're talking logic, then let's be logical all the way across the board. Don't be logical when it fits you, you see. Don't be logical when it fits you. No disrespect to Tariq Nasheed. But like I said, I'm going to say something to anybody that's pushing blackness. I'm going to speak on anybody who's supposed to be so intelligent, so well-versed. I got to look at you as an agent or something wrong. I got to look at you funny. I'm not going to say the agent. I'm not going to put that on him or nobody. But I got to look at you funny when you keep with this black shit, when y'all keep on with this black talk. I got to look at you funny. Because if I don't look at you as funny, then, like I said, then you trying to get me to logically accept that I'm black. You're trying to get our people, because you keep talking logic, but then you're trying to logically accept, get our people to accept that they black. And if something ain't right with that. And something ain't right with that.
You see, it's like you're trying to take pieces of intellect, even though you're not saying it, and you're trying to incorporate it into what you're trying to do and still trying to push the black narrative. That's what I'm seeing. Like a lot of these Negroes do. They're trying to push the black narrative. They're trying to incorporate blackness into the spectrum. They want blackness to make sense because I told you blackness is the lifeline of whiteness. You see, blackness, our ignorance is the lifeline of whiteness. Okay? And I told you, if we make black go away, if we make black go away, all right, if we make blackness go away, then we will have everything again. You see? We will have everything again. Gradually, it will come back to us if we make blackness go away and we stand on our own as ethnic Americans. You see? We're going to make that come together. Like I said, if we stop being the opposite end and the opposite spectrum of white people, because no matter, again, we can't stand together as so-called ethnic Americans with this black shit. We can't keep doing the black thing if we're going to come together as ethnic Americans. We can't do that. There can be no coming together of our people if you're going to sit up here and keep pushing blackness, because if you keep pushing blackness, then what comes along with that whiteness? Then we're going to keep going back and forth. As ethnic Americans, as people who standing up for who we are, we tired of our existence here, or should I say our life here, for lack of, you know, I don't want to say exist, our life here, our very being here depends on us standing up as a collective independently. Y'all follow what I'm saying? We have to stand up as a collective independently. That's why I did the thing, why we need our own ethnic American culture. Our own ethnic American heritage, because blackness is the reason why people are taking things from us. Even our freedom when we were in slavery, they was able to take that. They just made us black people, made us Negroes. You see, made us Africans. You see, that's how people are able to take from us. We can't keep having people take from us. We are people, like I said. If somebody said, oh, you took this from us, well, who are you? What do we take from? Who are you people? Oh, we black people. Well, if you told somebody, what's your race? I'm black. And they don't look at you, you know, they like, well, what's that? I remember I was watching something so pro. It was funny. It was called, I forget what the name of this movie was called. It was a movie basically with a bunch of these white skateboarder kids. It was one black kid, one gray kid, and a bunch of white kids. And the black kid asked the white kid, he said, what do you know about black people? And this little young white kid said, what is black people? I forget what the name of that movie is. And it was profound. He said, what is black people? That's a profound question. Now, you know, the Caucasians who wrote it, the Zionists who wrote it in, they know that y'all not black. They know that. They know that you are the copper-colored people. You are the people who are descended from that man is supposed to be in the revelation, who's supposed to be Christ, but really is just a Christ-like figure of somebody or a savior who are that brass-skinned people, brass as though it was burned in a furnace. Again, keep making reference to precious metal. Precious reception, precious transmission, receivers, communicators, intellect. Y'all follow what I'm saying? So what happens when you cover that over with blackness? What happens when you cover that over with blackness? Static, ignorance, stupidity, nothingness. Tariq Nasheed, you sitting up here looking like a copper-colored man, and you up here calling yourself a black man. Make that make sense to me. Nigga, your hair is black. You know the shit you spray in it to make it black? Your hair is black. Your skin is copper. You're sitting here, a copper-colored man, calling yourself black skin. Something ain't right about that. Make that make sense to me. You can't see that blackness is what's keeping whiteness going. I told you, white supremacy can't exist without black degeneracy. Black people have to be on the bottom in submission in order for white people to be on top as the ones who are in front. They cannot stand on their own. They never could. They need black people to stand on. and you niggas are willing to be the black people that stand off for a fee. You're willing to be the black people that they stand on. You see? Because I can't, make it make sense to me why you're still calling yourself black people, and you don't see that the part of our, the biggest part of our problem came from blackness, being black people, enslaving us as black people, making you think that the slaves were black. No, the slaves were copper colored. You can't enslave no black people. See, because it ain't no, it's no benefit in enslaving black people. Black people don't know shit. They don't know how to do nothing because he gets the narrative. If you really thought all our people could do is pick cotton, you really think they would have went so hard to enslave us if it was just about picking cotton? You really thought they would have went so hard to be fighting a war and ready to die to keep us in slavery if it wasn't if it was just niggas picking cotton? Make that, do that make sense? You want to fight and die and risk your life because you want niggas to pick cotton? No. No, absolutely not. It's more than that. They had to enslave the copper-colored people. They had to enslave the copper-colored people, the bronze-skinned people. They had to enslave them. They had to enslave them before anything. They had to get them to, you know, get them to work. You know, like Hidden Figures. All this stuff is dealing with shadowing people. All this is done with blacking people out, putting them in the background. Put these niggas in the background. Call them black people. How are we going to get rid of a million of these copper-colored people? Oh, just call them black. That's how you do it. How are we going to get rid of a million niggas, 2, 3, 4 million niggas? Just call them black. Just classify them as black people. And we won't be white people. And we'll rule over them. Do y'all not see that? Does that not logically make sense? That's how you get a bunch of people to disappear. Does that not make sense? How you get people to disappear? Okay? That's how you do that. You see? That's how you do a hocus pocus. That's the big magic trick. How do I get 4 million, 5 million niggas? Which is probably way more than that. You see? Because now they 40 million bronze people. Trust me, they counting the numbers. 40 million black people. You see? And their numbers is going down. So what do? We got to offset the balance. We got to offset. We got to gentrify these Negroes. We got to push things to them. We got to make sure they get sick and die. Create environments and things for these black people to die, you see, because we could always use some black replacements. They could always use some black replacements. Hell, the Africans ready to be the black replacements. These Afrikaners who coming over here, they ready to be the black replacements. They wanted the black replacements, the Afrikaners. They ready to, they ate them niggas buck ready, slave and buck ready. You see, both and John, I think he was West Indian. A lot of them, or that nigga that got killed by the white girl, you see, they ready to slide in with the black and white thing. They ready to slide in. So let them slide in while we slide out as the copper-colored people. Let them slide in with the beach as black people. Let them do their time as niggas. Let them do their time as black people. Let these Africans coming over here calling out people Akatas and all this other dumb shit and want to be, and you lazy Akatas, you lazy niggas, but they leaving Africa and they telling you to go to Africa. So they could come over here and replace you and be the new Negroes, be the new black people, the real African-Americans. You see, they want to be the real African-Americans. You know what I say? Let them. Let them. Let the Africans that's coming over, let them be the African-Americans. And let us be who we are, the ethnic Americans. We ain't got nothing to do with them. You see, nothing. We should have nothing to do with blacks at all. We ain't got time for that. Let them do that, skinning and grinning and what these goddamn beasts, these cave beasts. These niggas ain't going to never get it right. But anyway, let me go ahead and read this question before we get out of here. How did the beasts make the world think that slaves were black instead of blonde? Well, through the whole African thing and telling us we African and we black. And again, so that they make it seem like this was an African slave trade when it was really just an American slave trade, them trading our people up and down the damn rivers in this country, taking our people on slave ships. That's the only time they was really doing the slave ships, So keep in mind, when they talk about the slaves, they talk about how they was transporting our people from state to state. That's where they get the interstate trafficking from. Where do you think that whole thing that's saying of interstate trafficking of people, of minors, interstate trafficking or trafficking of people, white slavery? Because you know why they call, had what's it called, white slavery? Because they knew they had so-called created black slavery, trafficking and kidnapping people. Because that's what they did. They went out in groups and kidnapped people. It took people's land and put them in slavery. That's how they really got slavery going. Cotton, when he was really just coming here, when he was really already here, and they just used you to run their plantations and work for them and force you to work for them. Who are the bronze people? We are. We are the bronze, copper-colored races here in America. Who are the black people? The people in ignorance at this point. The people they brought out of Africa. Because they always talk black Africa and the black Africa. The people they brought out of Africa, the tribal Africans, the ones they tried to bring over here, but it didn't work. What do black people really represent? Nothing. That's the whole point. Again, when you're talking about Italian, French, Irish, German, all these other races, these other ethnicities, they represent something in a country. What do our people represent? Oh, y'all black. What does that mean? Nothing. Nothing. Realistically, if somebody tell me you a black man or a red man or orange man or whatever, you're going to be like, well, what does that mean? It means nothing culturally or ethnically. That's what it was meant to mean, nothing. What do copper-colored bronze people represent? Power, illumination, communication, higher intelligence. Because what is copper? Copper is a precious metal that is used in the device of communication, copper wiring, copper this, copper that. It's all based in the travel and the conduit of power. Copper, bronze, you see, a brass. Where are the copper-colored races today? Here, right here, on this phone talking to you, just like that. And that's it. We're going to close on the name of Amen by the power of Amen, and Amen we trust, and Amen we thank, and in Amen we continue forward forever. This has been, I am the intellectual Nubian Menkari, and this has been American Republic Radio. I'll see you guys back here tomorrow night at 10. Good night. Good night. Good night. We're closing out with main ingredient.
Just a little bit up the road, just around this bend.